Testing. Okay, here we go. My name is Thomas, and this is the Walk and Talk. Today, I'm in Copenhagen. And we're in Copenhagen because I just came out from my therapist. So I apologize for the amount of noise. And I'm guessing this is also an exercise for me of don't care that there's a lot of people around me who can potentially listen in to what I'm talking about, that it might be abnormal that I'm walking around and talking to myself, and that there's a shit ton of noise. Hey, let's do this. We had a really good session today. I was wondering whether or not I should do one of these walk and talks after also having been to therapy, as they seem to be like doing similar things to me. But I kind of feel the need to just keep doing it every day. So here we are, walking and talking after therapy. I felt like we had a really good session. It was like less emotional than the previous sessions have been. And she really said that she could kind of feel and see a difference in me. So I'm guessing what we're doing is working. So that's great. And she was like, keep doing it. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it because it's working. And I was asking, like, should I do more on the list? Like, should I add another item or switch something up? And she was like, no, don't do that. Just stick to it. And I talked to her about the routine of it and how I'm scared of making it a complete ritual. And she didn't have any advice, like pros and cons of whether to keep going as a ritual, but at least like stay aware if it's becoming too ritualized, and don't make it something that's too difficult to keep doing. She told me about a guy because we had we talked about a lot of the stuff that I've been talking to you about, which was quite interesting, because usually I go to her like without any agenda or any idea what I'm going to talk about, and we just flow. But today I kind of felt like I just wanted to talk to her about all the different like bits and pieces that I figured out while doing the walk and talk. So I kept returning to like, oh, I thought about this. Oh, I had this realization. And one very interesting thing, and I think that's a definite benefit of doing both, I don't think they can exist purely without each other, is that she had some interesting questions about some of the realizations that I've had. And I think that's where the dialogue and professional therapy definitely plays a role, because I'll only uncover the topics where she will help me rationalize them and make sense of them somehow. Like, for example, I talked yesterday about how I feel like there is this fakeness to everything I'm doing. I feel like I'm putting on a show and a facade whenever I'm engaging with people. And she asked me if that's like also towards myself, if this facade and this fakeness is present all the time. And I had a hard time figuring that out. But thinking about it, there is times where I'm truly genuine. It's just like, it feels like it's small cracks right now they exist as like minuscule rays of light through an otherwise very, very bricked up wall. But they're there. And I mean, some of those times when I've been genuinely feeling or genuinely present have been in therapy. So she pointed them out and was like, this one thing that we talked about and this one behavior, this reaction that you had, was that a true reaction? And I had to admit it was. And come to think about it, I mean, some of the emotions that I'm having while doing the walk and talk and some of the reactions while doing the walk and talk are truly genuine. And maybe that's just a worthwhile pursuit, to just like find the gaps, identify the gaps, and try and widen them. And try and bring that genuosity, can you say that? Feeling of being genuine into interacting with people. Because being true to yourself in a therapy session where you know there's the like patient-doctor confidentiality, or doing it while doing this, which she cleverly enough said is stream of conscious. Didn't know it actually had a word, but or anyways, doing it in those controlled sessions is easier, I think, than doing it with other people. But trying to bring that level of truth and consideration for myself into interactions with other people is a worthwhile pursuit, and something that would like facilitate the whole like bringing myself back to where I felt I were before all of this happened. And I mean, if that is the goal, if the goal is to bring back the feeling that I can't be honest about myself and my feelings, not just in a private setting, but in a social setting, then that is definitely something that should be pursued. And unfortunately, and we talked about that in the session as well, it's going to take time. This is not something that's done overnight or like in a few days, even though definitely what I'm trying to do with these walk and talks and everything and the hard physical workouts is for sure trying to fast track the process. I admit that's why I'm doing it. She asked if I'm sleeping at night, and I'm like, yeah, like a fucking rock, because I'm both mentally and physically exhausted. This is exhausting, and don't take this the wrong way, but doing these walk and talks are hard work. I genuinely enjoy doing them, but it is really, really hard work. And even though I'm doing this, and I'm definitely pushing like the level of how fast I can go through this, it does take time. And I talked to her about this whole like regret about having to take this time off to have this process and not make money and be a burden. And she was like, but you have to, because the other option is worse. The other option is way worse. And it's not for debate whether or not to like stop. I think that's also why she said, when I asked, like, should I add a new thing to the list or should I switch some things up? And she was like, nope, keep doing what you're doing. No reason to to change it right now. Because I was thinking if I should like go and like explore the yoga path a little bit, because that would be mean switching up going to the gym and doing something still physically challenging but different. And maybe I'll do that at some point, but I think probably she's right. Maybe not now is not the time to start changing things too much. It's also, I mean, I can agree to that part, because yesterday we talked about how I should man up or adult up and try and go and check my bank account and get a handle on my financials. And I'm so sorry to disappoint, but I didn't. I went home and I couldn't do it. It was fucking difficult. So I went out into the garden and I dug around and I was doing some landscaping. I'm digging around in this huge like mountain of earth and trying to figure out what to do with it. And that's what I did all evening. Just physically hard work. And one thing that's super interesting is that huge mountain of earth that I've done, it's, I think it might end up like a terraced flower bed. One of the days, I think it was after going into the forest, I came back and I felt like building a staircase out of some concrete stones that I have lying around. And I built this little staircase, and I didn't know if I wanted it there. I didn't know if my wife wanted it there. I didn't know if it would look good, but I felt like building some steps up that mountain of dirt. And I did it without knowing if it was the right way to do it, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't, because you're supposed to lay in gravel and make sure that it's level, and there's a bunch of things you have to do to make it proper. And I didn't do that. I just dug out the steps and the earth and put the stones in, and that was it. It was pretty. And it felt nice doing it without thinking that it should be something, kind of like this walk and talk. And just do it for the sake of doing it. And yesterday, on the top of those steps, I decided maybe I should put some more stones and build a little terrace. So you could sit and drink your coffee while looking out over the whole garden. And that felt like a nice little project to do, but I think slightly because of the whole talk about being serious and being a bit adult about things, I was looking at the stones that I had, and they're small, like about foot wide, foot long, and building a terrace out of those on earth with no gravel to support it and making it flat, I felt was going to be a major pain in the ass and probably end up a huge failure. So it's like, shit, that's not gonna work out. So I'll need to go and buy some bigger stones, even though that's going to cost money, which is kind of contrary to the whole, like, let's look at the my financials and not use money on stupid things. So I went out and bought stones with money, not even knowing if there I had money in the bank account. Anyways, I did that, and I put them, I started laying the ground flat, and I was like, but I can't eyeball flatness. It's impossible to eyeball flatness. So I need to bring out a bubble level to check if I'm actually in bubble level, because if I don't, and I put a table there for my coffee, if it's crooked, it's going to be a nightmare. My coffee will be all crooked. It sounds so stupid saying it out loud, but I was like, that's going to piss me off. So I brought out my bubble level, and I was like, shit, it's really difficult to level out just pure earth. So maybe I have some sand or some gravel lying around. And I did. I had two bags of sand, not for leveling out a foundation, but good enough. And I started digging it out, laying it flat with the bubble level. And I started noticing how I wasn't enjoying the process, because instead of what I was feeling when I was building the stairs, and I was just doing it without a care in the world about whether or not this would be nice to walk up and down off, it would slide off by the first fall of rain. I started taking care of, this has to become something. And my professionalism kicked in, and my need for perfection kicked in. And making it ish bubble wasn't good enough. It had to be perfect bubble. It had to be very, very triangular, and everything had to be just so, just right. And I could feel how this need for perfection was blocking the joy of doing it. And at some point I was like, fuck the bubble level. I'm going to eyeball the rest of this thing. And fuck the sand. There's got to be enough sand with the bag that I poured out, even though I had two bags. Fuck the second bag. And I started just laying down the stones. It just felt better. And I started just doing it and feeling like, yay, I'm doing something, instead of, oh my God, am I doing it right? And should I go and buy some proper gravel instead of the sand? Because this is not how you're supposed to build a foundation, and it's probably going to slide and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no. This is not why I'm doing this. I'm not doing it so I can build a professional tile deck that I can have a perfectly brewed coffee on. This is for me to have something in the garden to sit and chill and just relax. And if the fucking table is a little crooked, because I eyeballed the thing, or if all the stones aren't perfectly level, so be it. It actually doesn't matter that much. And when I finished it, yeah, some of the stones were sliding a little bit and wobbly when I stood on them. And I looked at another place where I put some stones at another point in the garden, and I didn't put gravel under those. I didn't even bubble them. I just put them down because I needed some stones there and I needed them fast. And they're completely flat right now. Or I don't know. If I take the bubble level, they're probably not a bubble, but they look flat because they're stones. They're lying on the ground. And they're not wobbling because rain and walking on them for numerous times. And I don't think about those stones when I walk across them, that they're not perfect. They're just there. They're just stones on the ground that I put there because I needed them there. And sometimes I think that that's probably the whole key to being with other people in a social setting. Maybe it's good enough to just be there. Be a fucking flat rock, not a bubbled perfection rock, but just be a rock. And maybe you wobble. Maybe people think you're crooked. Maybe if you put a coffee on top of me being a rock, the coffee is a bit crooked. So what? Coffee's going to taste good even though it's tilted a little bit in the cup. Doesn't bother the coffee that it's tilted. Still good coffee. And perhaps people like that the coffee's tilted a little bit. Perhaps not being perfect is a good thing. And walking around Copenhagen and looking at the pavement, it's flat, but it's not bubble. And some of the stones are crooked and some of them are sticking out a little bit. Not all of them have a perfect edge to them. Like there's like some of them have major gaps. They're not perfect. But that's the most popular street to walk on in all of Copenhagen. It's what all the tourists, where it's where all the tourists come. And people love coming here and walking on these stones that aren't perfect. So maybe that's the mantra of today. Don't be perfect. Nothing is perfect. Just be. Just be. Because that's good enough. So, if anyone's listening to this, thank you very much for listening. If not, then happy living in my pocket. Bye-bye.